You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here in the Dog Bowl in Berea with you until 3 o'clock. We've got to get the bids flowing in. I wanted to update you on a couple of the experiences. For example, the Chalk Talk with Mike Pettine. That's a Chalk Talk for you and 19 guests. That's 20 people total. You guys can split it up. I mean, right now we're talking about the opportunity to talk X's and O's with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns here in Berea, and we're looking at basically a little over $32 a person. Are you kidding me right now? Let's go, folks. Let's get out there. Let's open up the wallets. That's for 20 people. The fishing trip with Joe Thomas, that's for you and three guests. Four people get that experience. Four people get the experience with Ray Farmer. So you can split these things up amongst your friends, divide and conquer, and have unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com right now and not only help yourself, but help the community and the youth of Northeast Ohio via the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Very happy right now to be joined in studio by Nelly, Robert Nelson, the young defensive back out of Arizona State. He's with us here today, and this is a day about community, giving back to the community. And I know while you were at Arizona State, Robert, you were involved with a lot of stuff in that angle.
Yes, sir. It's just a lot of things we did at Arizona State, you know, going to hospitals, speaking to kids, and just, you know, every week we go to alternative high schools and talk to kids, because it's a lot of gangs and stuff in Arizona. So we talk to those kids and try to show them that, you know, our backgrounds are similar. You know, if we can make it out of our situations, you definitely can make it, you know. And just try to impact those guys every day. And just speaking to them 3-4 times a day, it really helps. And it took a notice, and everybody noticed that, you know, they were changing every week.
And, you know, you talk to these kids about overcoming adversity. You mentioned your background. You've overcome adversity as an undrafted free agent who was invited to this rookie minicamp, became a staff favorite immediately, and here you are on the 53. But go up a little bit into your background for Browns fans who might not know kind of your story, how you got here to be a member of this team.
Well, man, originally I'm from Lakeland, Florida. It's a rough background for me. My mentor, one of the guys I look up to was Ray Lewis, because he's from the same city, and you know, he's from Florida, he's from Lakeland, Florida also. So it's a rough place, man, and I was unfortunate to have people to help me. My trainer, Terrence Mathis, he was a 13-year vet in the
played with Jeff George, right, in the Atlanta Falcons,
right.
Run
so
and shoot. Yeah,
he was one of those guys to impact me every day, man, and just to let me know it doesn't matter how small you are, how fast you are, you know, just give it your all. And I was blessed to have the opportunity to go to Arizona State and play under Coach Erickson and Coach Todd Graham. And with all that being said, the Browns invited me here, you know, not being drafted. Just had to take it day at a day, you know, and just give it all I got and made a 53-man roster. I thank God for that.
You make it sound, of course, pretty simple, and it wasn't by any means. I mean, you were brought in here. It's very competitive. When you come in as an undrafted free agent, it's a harder road to travel,
If
they give you that invitation. So tell us what that was like for you, that moment you walked in here, and Nelly, each day what you felt you were doing, or how you gauged your progress, how confident you felt that you were going to get this blessing and be on the roster.
I went through a lot of adversity at Arizona State, and I thank Coach Graham for that too, because he made it hard on me. And he made me appreciate these moments, so I was well prepared for this. You know, obviously, you know, you don't get everything that drafted players get, so you have to earn it. And I've always been earning everything all my life, so I appreciate the extra reps that I got at practice, whether, you know, you take someone else reps, or, you know, they want to see you on special teams, they want to see how you can operate. I was well prepared. Coach Graham, he made me stay on the field, but the only time I got off the field is when offense got on the field. So I played every special teams, everything. So he made it well prepared for me. I mean, I was well prepared coming in here. So I thank Coach Graham for that and the whole Arizona State staff.
We are talking with Browns rookie cornerback Robert Nelson. They call him Nelly. Last year led Arizona State with 6 interceptions, got one in the preseason. And, you know, one thing from getting to be around the locker room, you can see the players that are very popular in the locker room. And for a young guy coming in, you seem to be one of the guys that everybody in there just loves. And I remember talking to you after the final preseason game when you got that interception and people were hollering, Nelly with the $1 million play. That's a $1 million play from all over the locker room. locker room. Kind of what's that environment like, and what's it been like for you coming into this team? And it really seems being so accepted right out of the gate.
It's a blessing, man. Just being around these guys who love the game. Off jump, you know, I knew Carlos Dansby when he played with the Cardinals, and I was at Arizona State. So, you know, a lot of people I knew him, and he just took me under his wing. And Dante Whitner took me under his wing, you know, because they see the hard work that I put in. They follow me on my social networks, Instagram and Facebook, and they see, you know, I post videos and stuff of me working just to let everybody know that, you know, you can't stop working. This is a 12-month job. I mean, anytime you give up on something, you know, and get comfortable, you can lose your job at any time. So, you know, they see how I work, and they just took me in and let me know that, you know, they think I can help this team, and they want to help me along the road.
And that's the other thing, is having veteran teammates like you have here, and not just those who play your position, but other people. And at halftime of this game this past Sunday, we heard a lot about not only Dante Whitner, who was part of your position group, but also Carlos Dansby giving emotional, impassioned speeches to this team. For you, this kid playing his first NFL game as a rookie, how are you taking that all in?
You just got to listen to those guys. I respect those guys so much because they really went through the tour days where they had to practice twice a day in pads and everything. So, you know, around the facility, you know, Dante Whitney, he always say 9 years. You got to respect those 9 years because that was the grind. You know, now we have it a walkthrough and we can – you know, it's not as hard as it used to be back then.
Right.
So they went through everything, and they know the game. It's so easy for them to pick up the playbook. They could probably pick up the playbook in a week, which would take a rookie probably a month or 2 months to pick up the whole playbook. So just being around them, you develop as a pro, and that's all I'm willing to do.
What's it like in that cornerback room? Because you have a good mix of youth and experience. Obviously, Joe Hayden, one of the best corners in the game. A lot of rookies, yourself, Justin Gilbert, Pierre, Kaywan Williams. What's it like in that room, and kind of how's that dynamic work between kind of the experience in there and then a lot of this kind of youthful exuberance and talent that you guys bring from the rookie class?
Oh, man, I really can't. It's like they're professors, all of them. Dante Whitner, Carlos Dansby, and Joe Hayden. They know the game. They know. It's just watching those guys every day, it makes me wonder how I would be in 5 years because they know certain situations, the splits. They know what you're going to run. They said the NFL is a recycling game. You know, every team does the same thing, but the rookies, we really don't understand that
right.
Because in college, it's so different. You know, you could get anything any week. But in the NFL, it's the same thing over and over and over again, and we don't understand it yet, and they do. So that's how a lot of people get interceptions, sacks, because they recognize the game. And, you know, all of us rookies in there, we're trying to recognize the game like they do and become 5-10-year vets.
Yeah, I think it's about them kind of paying it forward, but also doing it in a way that's going to help the team, because mm-hmm. what's good for you playing well is going to be good for them
right.
at the same time. The other thing is what people often talk about, too, in the NFL for a young player is adjusting to speed of game, pace of game. And you come from a big program, so you've seen some top athletes are in the NFL. But what was that adjustment like for you, especially when we're talking about covering receivers?
It was tough. It was tough. I remember the first one-on-ones I went up against, I think it was Krause. You know, I got out of a break before Krause, and the ball was already there. You know, I'm not used to that. I'm used to turning my head and then driving on the ball and then putting my hands up. As soon as I turned my head, the ball was already there. I'm like, man, is it like this in the game? It's like it's 10 times faster. I'm like, oh, man. So you had to adjust to that really fast. And I think I adjusted to it well and started making some plays out there.
One of the guys that is going to be featured this Sunday for the New Orleans Saints is a guy you know a lot about from your battles in the Pac-12, Mr. Brandon Cooks. Mm-hmm. How were your battles with him in college, and what can, you know, are there going to be any packages or the coaches leaning on you in terms of, because you're the person who's played him most recently
right.
in this building,
yes, sir.
Have they been leaning on you in terms of tricks, you know, tips and tricks to try to slow him down?
We'll have to see during the week. He's a tremendous player, man. I started studying Brandon Cooks the week before we played them. I studied his how many steps it took to for him to get out of his breaks, all the routes he ran from that recent year and a year before that. I really, you know, I was nervous because he killed the Pac-12.
Yeah. So Biletnikoff Award winner.
Right.
Yeah.
So a player like that, you know, you had to study. I had to. I couldn't get embarrassed, and I couldn't let my team down. And, you know, we did pretty well, you know, won that game.
Held him under 100 yards.
Yes, sir. I mean, tremendous player. He's fast now. He's one of those guys that's full speed in two steps. You can't let him get away from you. You got to keep your eyes on him at all times. You never know what's going to happen with him. So, you know, just holding him under that, and he had one catch on me. You know, I was proud of myself. You know, I'm proud of my team that we pulled out the win at the end of the day. But, you know, he's a tremendous player.
And Robert, if you can also talk about, again, you're being indoctrinated into Cleveland. You haven't been there here very long, but you know about community involvement and such. And again, some of the areas or some of the things you specifically see yourself doing or have already involved yourself in the short time you've been here, specifically in Cleveland.
Give 10, the Give 10 program, the Cleveland Browns organization. There's a lot of good things going on here, and you can really tell these people really want to build up the community and the Cleveland as a whole place. You know, it's a great foundation.
You like connecting with at-risk kids, too,
story. I love it because when people hear my story, they're like, man, you know, I thought he just got everything easy. And once they know my story and other guys on the team's story, you know, when you connect with kids like that, they really listen to you better than they will listen to anyone else because you went through the same thing they're going through.
I'm telling you, folks, keep your eye on this guy when he gets out there. Number 42 is going to make plays. He's already made a $1 million play in the preseason. Now he's going to do it for real when given the opportunity. Robert Nelson, a.k.a. Nelly, one of the fine young men and talents on this Cleveland Browns team. Thanks for being with us here today.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Robert.
All right, we'll be back with more highlighting some of these great auction items. We're up to just about $52,000. Still got $3,000 to go here in the next half hour. Let's go, people. We're going to tell you all the great items that you can bid on right now at clevelandbrowns.com when we return here on the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon on ESPN 850 WKNR.